Last summer's injunction against federal funding of embryonic stem cell projects left some researchers in limbo. They didn't want to design studies using these cells if the lawsuit brought against the practice succeeded, meaning government money could dry up. The director of UW-Madison's Stem Cell and Regenerative Medicine Center, Tim Camp, says the recent Court of Appeals decision will restore funding. But he says the law which the plaintiff's lawsuit was based on needs to be reviewed because it predates discovery of embryonic stem cells.
So the science has evolved, and I think it would be useful if our laws evolved as well.
That 1996 law, the federal Dickey Wicker Amendment, prohibits funding research that destroys human embryos. The federal appeals court ruled expanded funding can continue because the stem cell lines used were generated privately. The lawsuit was brought by a researcher of adult stem cells and supported by the Alliance Defense Fund, which says it uses a combination of strategy and litigation to preserve sanctity of life, marriage, and family. Attorney Steve Aden represents ADF.
The law is clear, and we intend to review all of our options for appeal of this decision.
The Obama administration policy in question allows research on embryonic stem cells acquired through private funding or from embryos that parents donated. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.